Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back. Kathy's back. That's right. Settle down. I know you're excited. Kathy's been with us now for a long time. 9 years she's been hanging out with us. 9 years right now she's been hanging out with us. All that time becoming our great social media expert in the Brain Trust. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and as you know, you've heard her many times on the show, she knows what she's talking about. Kathy Perry, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Kathy, what's going on with LinkedIn? You know, LinkedIn seems to be the one platform that doesn't have controversy, that doesn't seem to be trying to subvert its users. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I think LinkedIn is a very stable platform, and it's a great way for business-to-business connection. And a lot of people, I wanted to talk a little bit about optimizing your LinkedIn company page or the business page.
Right.
A lot of times you don't really think there's anything you can do, but there are some things that you can do, and I kind of wanted to give a little pointers on that.
So
customizing
so
your
I have,
link
I have
is really
my,
important.
I have my page.
Yes.
And then the companies have, and then you have your own, you have a business page. So you have, you'd have
yes,
your page.
You have a personal
and a business page,
and yeah. You can have a business page.
Right. Okay. Yes. That's right. So how, and what are we doing wrong?
Well, what you can add some specialties to your page, which is, by selecting the overview tab and the edit mode, there's a specialty section on your company, LinkedIn company page. And that allows you to communicate whatever those strengths are and any specialties that are there, because they are searchable in the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to make sure that those specialties
of a specialty
section has
there.
Your keywords.
What would be an example?
Well, it could be, say, in real estate, the type of real estate you're in, or if you're in an attorney, the type of law. Just
so this is tantamount.
This is a keyword area.
This is tantamount to a local search a term that we would use. Like if you specialized in organic products in your restaurant, you would put organic
right.
on your website. Make sure your indicators were organic. So if somebody were searching
yeah.
for organic, they would find you. You would pop up more. It's a short tail type of a search, right?
Yes, yes, and it's something that is going to still help you in Google search.
Right.
So. You want to take advantage of those types of capabilities.
If you're an attorney,
you
would say family law, if that's what you do, or you'd say corporate
right.
law, or you'd say bankruptcy law, or you might even say bankruptcy yep. law for you know, who knows, you know, people who live only
that's
who live
right.
on Maple Street, you know, I don't know. So whatever, however you can narrow it down and define
well,
it
could
helps
be,
you with the search,
yeah,
right?
It could be a geo targeting type of phrase. So yes, you want it might say in the, you know, the Tampa Bay area or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? The area that you are in.
My favorite
so that's,
is,
that's
my
an
favorite
important
is
pep- algorithm.
Pepperoni pizza in Peoria. That's my favorite one.
There you go. There you go. You always do that one.
No, pepperoni pizza in East Peoria.
There you go. You can update your images so that making sure that you've got proper images that can tell a story. You can have a banner that has your call to action in it. That's important. You want to also really take advantage of your headline And really be able to take, you know, you have 120 characters to really say what you do. So you want to make sure that you are putting in as much relevant information into that. That's another huge keyword area search is your headline.
So what you're saying is a lot of people, even though they've been doing what you just described on their websites for 20 years, they miss that opportunity on their LinkedIn page.
Yes. A lot of people don't take advantage of optimizing the LinkedIn page because you're really it's coming up in search a lot. So you want to have those relevant keywords and showcase your pages because you can have very specific pages that you can showcase products and different parts of your brand. So
hold on to that thought, Kathy. I got to take a quick break. Kathy Perry and I will be right back.
Okay.
20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.